You can feel the excitement in town, all villagers milling around, anticipating, all awaiting, finely dressed to welcome such a rare and regal guest. Instruments softly strumming, children waving flags and humming, the preparation, the elation, such loyalty to greet the king in royalty. And from far across the fields, surrounded by nobles in shields, the golden crown shimmering as it nears, His Majesty finally appears. Together with joy they all sing, long live the king, lifting voices, all rejoices, verse by verse. When suddenly a tragedy occurs, a pebble, a small stone, on the king was swiftly thrown. Anger flares, all in tears, the situation is truly out of hand. Shouts command, demand to search until they find the one. Cover ground, search all around, the tension so profound. When finally he's found, a child, sweet and shy, to be sentenced to die. He's thrown into prison, awaiting trial for treason. They beat him, mistreat him, from his strength deplete him. For weeks he did languish, brought to court in anguish. All hope is gone, the king's verdict and reason, to be sentenced for treason. When suddenly a man calls out, on that day I heard him shout, yes, this very child stood near me that day, and sang with all his might, in admiration and pure delight. One misdeed, you see now quite clearly, he cherishes the king so dearly. A childish act, it was wrong, but for this he suffered oh so long. Now your highness will agree to annul this royal decree. And so they set the young lad.
But the defense refused to
this way. This man is a Ben Olam Habo. He has proven his devotion when every day he showed emotion. He shouted, I'm Aiden, let him in. And the angels on high, this proof of loyalty could not deny. To the fans, one and the same, these gardens.
Down.